Henan Province in central China has one of the 7 new free trade zones announced by Chinese central authorities last year. According to the plan, the zone will focus on transportation and logistics services as Henan's geographic location serves as a link between the country's north, south, east, and west. Operation of the free trade zone was officially launched early last month. One official in charge of a sub-area of the zone said to visiting Chinese Premier Li Keqiang that over the past 40 days, more than 40 licenses have been issued to businesses in the area. Local authorities say they have condensed more than 20 administrative approval programs into one single approval. The Premier said he was pleased by these developments.
It is always the key issue to try to reduce the cost of administrative approval. Approval procedures should get simpler and simpler, while at the same time, the capability in regulation and supervision should be further strengthened. And that's the right direction, something good for everyone. Then, it is a matter of creating a level playing field and improving the services provided by government.
The red tape reduction effort in Henan is not an isolated case. The central government has cut more than half of its administrative approval projects since Premier Li Keqiang took office in the year 2013. On Monday, Li also visited a landmark site in the free trade zone, a manufacturing base owned by Chinese machinery giant Zoomlion. While speaking with factory workers, Premier Li raised Made in China 2025, a signature plan of his government which aims to boost China's domestic manufacturing. Li suggested innovation will be key to development in Henan. Zoomlion has been viewed as one of China's pioneering manufacturing businesses following its acquisition of Italian construction equipment maker Sifa in the year 2008 in a high-profile deal worth nearly $300 million. The company is also the owner of PowerMo, a British construction equipment manufacturer. China set up its first free trade zone in Shanghai, the country's financial hub, in the year 2013, in a bid to facilitate reforms in the financial sector. 10 more free trade zones, focusing on economic reforms in different areas, have been approved since then. For CRI, this is Ding Han.